And hello, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and soon to be on the podcast. Good afternoon. Today, we are going to talk about one thing that you need to focus on to see more engagement and more conversions in your business. Welcome to The Leslie Show, live on Free Tip Friday. Okay, make sure that you stay tuned to the end of the show for a very special offer. Okay, so if you're new here, hello, I am Leslie Jesperson. If you see my eyeballs looking all over the place, I've got several screens going. And if you're listening on the podcast, you're gonna have to just use your imagination. So anyway, hello, I am Leslie Jesperson. I am an intuitive branding alchemist focused on building heart-centered CEOs, leaders, makers who want to feel fulfilled and embodied in their work using a combination of spirit and strategy. Social media is my jam, and I love helping people better understand their audience so that they can speak right to their souls and make purchasing a no-brainer. Okay, so first I want to say, it's not your job to be a social media and marketing expert. If you are running some kind of business, chances are that's not what you're supposed to be really good at. I get people all the time who say like, oh, I'm so social media illiterate, like I struggle, and they feel really insecure about themselves. But the thing is, like, I don't know how to properly run an ice cream shop, right? We have to all stay in our zone of genius, but I'm going to make it a little easier for you, okay? Your job is to run your business and be the best at it. That being said, right, we don't know what we don't know. So I'm here to help you. So many people think that the way to use social media for business is to, like, you know, open up Canva and you spend an hour making a post about your offer, or like, you're like, all right, I got to come up with a sale. We always think price is the problem. We're like, oh, I got to come up with some kind of discount, something. And we spend all this time on Canva, right? Creating a post. And then we say, this is what it is. This is how much it is. And then we post it and then we wait, right? And then we're like, nothing's working. Another problem I see is something called posting and ghosting. And if you've been around here for a while, you hear me talking about this all the time. The posting and ghosting, the, oh shit, I forgot to post this week. I didn't post at all. And like that frantic, unprepared energy, you snap a photo or you post a flyer and then you close the app and then you forget about it. Okay. Here's why these are hurting you more than helping you. Now, yes, having something is better than having nothing. But first of all, we all have squirrel brains when we're consuming, right? We're all very busy creatures, right? And you have like 0.25 seconds to capture someone's attention while they're scrolling. Otherwise, you're lost in the sauce. And that tells the algorithm, when people scroll, that tells the algorithm that nobody cares. And so the algorithm does not push out your content, right? Another reason is because, and this is gonna like sound a little harsh, so please forgive me, your audience doesn't care, okay? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You posting a flyer that has 8 million graphics or like 500 words on it, and then, or like just haphazardly throwing something up on a whim, does not appeal to their emotions, right? It doesn't tell them how, first of all, it doesn't earn their time and their attention, right? And it doesn't tell them how you're going to make their lives easier, how you're going to solve a problem, even if that problem is like they just need to laugh, right? Sometimes, you know, depending on the brand, depending on your voice and your tone, I have a client where like we always do some kind of funny jokes, right? And so you might be thinking now, okay, Leslie, so what the hell do I post, right? Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to get in pen and paper right now, or if you're watching on your phone, save this, come back to it. I want you to be writing this down, okay? Open the notes app on your phone, whatever you got to do. I want you to write down five ways that you can solve your ideal audience's problem, okay? Five ways. And if you're thinking, what is their problem? Okay, then you need to like really, really rewind, and you need to know what problems your ideal audience is facing. Think about why you started your business in the first place. Think about what are the things that you created, like these products or whatever. If it's a, even if you're a candle company, maybe their problem is, I'm going to use a consulting client of mine. Maybe the problem is they really want their home to smell nice, but they don't want to be burning these toxins and carcinogens, right? So that's a problem. So that means you need to be talking about that every time you post, okay? So for example, another example, right? If you're a coach or something, for example, the problem that my ideal client faces is overwhelm and lack of clarity when it comes to branding and marketing, okay? So they know what their gifts are. They know what they're doing, maybe, but they don't know how to get the word out, right? So when I speak in my messaging and my posts here in my show, my job is to tell them how I can solve their problem. I can help them develop a strategy that works for their lifestyle, right? Because we all have different lives. Some people cannot sit on their computer for hours and hours at a time. Some people, like a client of mine, haven't opened their laptop in over a year, okay? So it's got to work for your individual lifestyle style and your business schedule so that they're able to show up confidently in their business, knowing what they're doing, knowing who they're talking to, and it comes off that way. Okay, so what happens, right, when your audience realizes you can solve their problem or you are offering a solution to their problem? I'll tell you a couple of things that happen. They stay and or they read your entire posts. They watch your entire video, which tells the algorithm, yeah, I don't know why there's a bubble on Instagram. That's weird. It tells the algorithm, oh, people are really enjoying this, they're consuming it, and Facebook and Instagram, they love when people stay on their content, right? So that's a really thumbs up, okay? Another positive reaction is they're signing up for your newsletter, or they're getting on your email list or your SMS list, which is texting. They're taking that step, they're downloading your freebie, they're participating in your funnel, right? These let's see if we're here. All right. Instagram still paused. So anyway, these are the things that happen when people understand how you can make their lives better. The best part, right? The best part of this, if you're doing this effectively, if you get the hang of it, is they're going and you're converting them right to a customer. They are, if you're a brick and mortar, they're making plans to walk into your store. If you are an online shop, they are purchasing, they are going through checkout, right? If you're a coach, if you're a service-based business, they're booking a call with you, okay? So that's what happens when you solve their problem. Now, if it sounds like I can solve your problem, what I want you to do whenever you're watching this, I want you to say book in the comments, or if you're listening on the podcast, you can just email me. I'm gonna put my email in the show notes. And I am going to gift you 50% off your first one-on-one intuitive strategy call. These calls are really game changers. Again, we develop clarity. If you are feeling like, I don't know how to speak to my client. I don't even know who my ideal client is. Like, I don't know how to put this all into a pretty package and make it a no-brainer for people. That's what I can help you with, okay? This is for the Leslie Show audience only and only good for the month of March. So do not wait. You're going to drop the word book in the comments and I will get you hooked up with 50% off your first one-on-one call. Well, if you liked what you heard, despite the internet glitch, please share the show. If you've got something you would like me to discuss on the next Free Tip Friday, let me know, drop in the comments, shoot me an email. And thanks for tuning in. And we will see you next on Manifest Monday. The Leslie Show airs twice a month. Or if I feel like doing it more often, I just have to be realistic with my timeline. So Free Tip Friday at noon and Manifest Monday at 7:30, both Eastern time. Thank you for being here and have an awesome weekend. Bye.